Bam Noom Sane.
Hello, hi. Welcome to another episode of Magoti Unveils. I'm your host, the resident Magoti, Sia Temu. In today's episode, we're taking you to church. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible says, "Do not be unequally bound together with unbelievers. Do not make mismatched alliances with them, inconsistent with your faith. For what partnership can righteousness have with lawlessness? And for what partnership can light have with darkness?" That's hectic, right? To help us unpack the scripture, we're joined by Pastor Sivuyile Paliso and Pastor Bonganjalo Ma'au from the Faith Fidelity Evangelism Church in Middleburg, Mpumalanga. Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Okay,
are you good?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We're doing well, thank you. Good to see your eyes.
We're good. This is a hectic scripture. Imbuthaza that quick. Being unequally yoked.
Yeah.
Can you unpack that scripture for us?
It's absolutely a serious topic that we need to look at it very carefully. For me, I think the matters of spirituality can never be taken lightly. If you look at Genesis, for example, from the start, God says he will make you a suitable helpmate, someone who will look at as a wife or a husband. That person must be suitable to you. Mm. And therefore, suitability cuts across many aspects. And one of them is spirituality. So when the Bible says that, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever, it's a risk if you choose to go that route. But God will want to spare us from getting into trouble. Because the matter of spirituality, if we cannot share the same values and principles, it becomes a problem then in that union. Because then when you want to do ABCD, your partner may be pulling in a different direction. So it's imperative that as we start the journey of union, whether you call it dating at first or getting to marriage, it is imperative that you understand that the matters of spirituality must cut from the top. You cannot fiddle with them as you go along. You must base your union with a partner in the same principles and values which is centered around God, which is centered around Christ.
I love how when you say volume, as you were getting into it, I'm like, okay, we're coming here to the 20. Yeah, I know. For this one, can you touch then on the aspect 80, not making mismatched alliances? Njani, kodwa bekusikhula kusuthwa opposites attract, ngoku nanku babe ulapha opposites attract, and now nisixelela nge unmatched alliances. Talk to us about that.
Maybe to take from where Umfundisi left, I would say umchato or a relationship, it's a matter of agreement. But we agree to get into this relationship. Let's get into it. So now, along the way, there's going to be times whereby we need to agree or disagree in certain issues as people are in a relationship. So now, spirituality or in religion, in belief, in culture, are the most important things that we must look at. So that because zizo kanye, as determine the length of our relationship, as to whether are we going to be able to go further, or each journey will be cut short. So now, you cannot want to get into a relationship with a person that in the aspects in the angle of sikholelwa entweni, because should something happen like maybe kulumntana or omnye uzothi masimthathe simse endaweni ethile, omnye athi masimthathe simse kumfundisi umfundisi amthandazele, omnye doesn't believe ba umfundisi angamthandazela umntana aphile, omnye actually believes ba umama ubanibani ikhona into angasihlanganisela yona kwamhlawumbe uyalingana. Masinyane ukuze ingane ibe right. Omunye uthi no, I don't believe in that. That's where we actually say pelile. Yeah, because omunye should come down and happen ukuthi afe, then it's just the end of it. Because omunye uthi my solution was going to be the better. Omunye uthi my solution was going to be the better. So uthi ingane ihleli lapha, leader would agree and take me to wherever I can get help.
To where?
Omunye uti no asimthathi sise ngamhlebelinga. Umuntu noma asimthathi sise ngumfundisi eXhaweni. Omunye uti anginamntwana ozoya kumfundisi. Nomunye uti anginayo umntwana ozoya kwamhlabu uyalingana. Should something happen with the child, then when the marriage is over. So these are the things that we definitely have to look at. Uma ngabe sithina, we are getting married. So that should ingani goal, we don't argue about it. Simthathe simfake emotweni siya kwamhlabu uyalingana. Or simthathe simfake emotweni siya kumfundisi. We don't argue about it. Uma ngabe shonele kwamhlabu uyalingana, it's okay, we are both okay. Ithemba lethu. It's what we know, it's what we believe in. There's no one to be blamed. Uma ngabe eshonele eXhaweni, it's our belief. Sikholula kulento leyo.
And if I may just add this here, you see the problem is that once we have mismatched alliances, it breeds confusion.
I'm sure.
You see, the classic example is making now is if something happens to the child, and the child maybe dies, what happens in the case that this is not the issue, but the child now lives under confusion, whereby he can see that mommy goes this way and daddy goes this way? What culture and what setup, what system, what values are we supposed to bring this child now? Because we've got two different beliefs in the same household, and we have kids that must then learn from the parents. And now we have this mismatch. So I think we need to think very, very deep. You may find someone whom you really love, and the Bible says you're like, God will make a suitable helpmate for you.
Mm.
On the other side, Paul addresses this issue of mismatch. He said, do not be unequally yoked. Do not mismatch. Because once you are in the mismatch zone, your partner is no longer that suitable mate that God has created for you. And therefore, you will suffer the consequences of that.
So spiritually speaking, opposites don't attract.
They don't. Never. Marriage is not an evangelism platform. If you want to evangelize, go study crusade.
Okay.
It's not up to you to convert the person.
So we're not here to evangelize against you. So then, how do I say this in English? If I want to do something else and the other one wants to do something else, if they both go to
what happens if the other one does not even believe in that heaven of Mikael?
Teaser.
You see the problem?
Mikael, again,
you see, once we talk about heaven again, you have chosen a side.
Sure.
That's your faith. You've already decided this is the route I'm taking. And now, unequally yoked, we're not talking of someone who's at a lower or different level than you spiritually,
okay,
but we're in the same religion together.
Okay.
We're in the same faith. Well, you know, what is important is the pursuit of God.
Okay.
It's the pursuit of God. We must pursue the same God. It does not mean we are in the same level.
Okay.
We can both mature and grow into it, and we can help one another.
Okay.
But at least we are pursuing one thing.
Same thing.
Sure. But when we are pursuing different gods,
then
what do we then do? Is females, and we rely on men to propose. So here I am, Ube is ticking all the boxes. Oh, tall, dark, handsome. So look at that girls talk about.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe in, by the way. But I feel like it's nonsensical, that thing. But the ladies have this thing, the checklist. Text bracket. Tick. He must drive this kind of car.
Uh-huh.
Tick. He must live in this kind of setup. What happens when he ticks all these right boxes? Except for the mismatch alliance, what happens then? Do we cut our losses and fundies and say, I can't be your leg good and perfect thing?
No, I can't be your, because we cannot determine a soulmate The first factor that we must use in determining a soulmate is spirituality, is belief. It's the foundation, because just like Mfundisi is saying, umangabe mina ngikholwa kwenye into, nonkosikazi wami ukholwa kwenye into, what are we then saying to these kids? What are we then sibakhulisela entwenini? Are we expecting them to grow and choose a certain lifestyle nabo efanele bayiphile ebazobe bayifundephi? Are we not causing a confused society if sonke sizo but I that we are puma and no mamma puma going to a different direction. Now about one about puma by people.
Before we carry on any further, I think it's important to explain that there are different kinds of Christians. And you see, there are Christians who say no to ancestral worship. And then you'll find others that will be on a Saturday, versus by in Sam or Ebshanti, speaking to whoever they're speaking to there. Mm-hmm. Then Sunday morning, Siyavuka said to Jesus is not. So there's different kinds of Christians, and you'll find that those Christians are the ones Bazalti, Kabeteta, Modimo Libati Mobaka.
Sure.
Those people, ne? Mm-hmm. Then there's those people that are saying, and full mix, I will serve no foreign god, it's just one. So what then, can you just break that down for us in terms of explaining those differences? Siafana, Asifani, what's happening as Christians?
My view is there is one Christianity. The interpretation thereof may be different.
Okay.
Christianity is Christianity and the Bible is one. However, we sometimes interpret things differently. One, in order to suit a certain narrative, or we don't want to live and cling to what we have found.
Okay.
We grow in our own cultures and we know things as we grow up, but once we get captured or convert to Christianity, and then the scripture becomes the ultimate authority in our lives, one has to make the call, or the understanding has to be made, whether it's Jesus and Jesus only, or it's Jesus and my baggage. But Christianity remains one. But I think it's the interpretation which we need to deal with. And if you're in the pursuit of finding a partner, I think it's imperative that we then find someone whom shares the same understanding of what Christianity is, and the lifestyle then that you ought to live. At the beginning, it may be different because you just met the person, you do not understand the person. But if, for example, you are fellowshipping in the same church, or, you know, like churches where you know that that church and that church, the doctrine is more or less the same, we are more comfortable to really find someone who has the same understanding and level. But it may be that you are finding someone who's saying, it cannot be Jesus only, it must be Jesus and something else. And then you must work on those differences before you move into the stage of marriage again. Because you don't want, because again, you can still be unequally yoked with a believer.
This is why I'm talking.
You can still be unequally yoked with someone who confesses that Jesus is Lord.
This is why I want to pass the ball to tell us. Tell us, Mfundis, can a marriage work between two people who are Christians? One of them says Jesus and Jesus only. Omnia says, yeah, but bring the underground thing. Yeah. What then happens? Because I want the underground gang to come with. Can this marriage work?
It can definitely not work. Kukhona ama bandla engengiwabisa amagama. Anecdotes in ethi asichathiselani namanye ama it's just for that reason.
Yeah.
Of knowing we are all Christians, but the doctrines are different, and this is what I think has even caused the split in the body of Christ, to say we are all children of God, but goodness in your city no gozo when other people are saying yes gozo. We understand. Number two, we cannot be casual about this thing. If we want to get married, there's things you cannot be casual about.
Yeah.
So we cannot be casual by the fact that mnanditi Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. We're not Jesus Christ and we understand. No. Me and you must sit down and we must choose one. And it's going to get us into trouble. One day, the Iglesia Ba casual is going to get us. This is why Butwa statistics about Abakolwayo and said divorce is very high. It's because of such things.
Let me just add on that. I've often said to my wife that family planning has nothing to do with how many kids you want to have.
Sure.
Family planning has to do with planning your lives together.
Okay.
And religion, faith, or spirituality can never be an afterthought.
It can never.
We must discuss those things seriously before we enter, as part of what we want to achieve as a family, if we are to become a family.
Because now what is culture is humanism. Abantu, when you go down to the Bundus in Eastern Cape, abantu besifazane in those areas, they don't think by shukunyeso, because that's what they believe. This is what you do. But now, who doesn't even know a bucket of water, ear towel, toilet, even the drop. The minute you find a toilet bucket of water, it's abuse to her.
What?
In Kanjani.
Come on, go in.
Even temptation. So now, these are the things that, as a Zubuti, coolest cut the spiller goes, even shadow it fake. Because, I don't know, lie in Jobek, and umuntu well dressed to write, we are born by in season, or we are born by in Makufanele ukuthi kanje kuye kwi-reality where the roots are. Then ubone ukuthi no, this is not what I signed up for. But it's too late for you to say it's not what you signed up for. Because sekuqediwe se ulapho thina kabefundisi kumele i-counseling yacharge.
Pause. Yes. What is that one? I want to talk about spiritual counseling. But mfundisi, you mentioned being unequally yoked with a believer.
Yeah.
You want to get married. As a young man, now you're Zimbabwe, no, financially, right, I can do this thing. And spiritually, you're like, yeah, no, I need to find a helper. The Bible says, you're ready. Now, there's this issue. Yes, it calls us into that are different.
Yeah.
The traditional church people will tell you, but let's keep what's done, too much. And then the charismatic church people will tell you, those traditional churches are too boring. What then? Like, what then happens when these people come from different churches? Is it okay? Let's carry on. Okanye, is it not okay? Is it a non-issue?
Look, I think for me that there are things that are very of high importance in nature that I must not take lightly. But if at least we can have a common ground in terms of the faith and how we worship Him. And the understanding who he is unto us, I think we have ticked the correct box.
Because any days of Banga Ubuti, Kungabino Tul, you know, Ubuti, now we are married, but that's Siabi. So now, Umanga Bessis, that's Basiabi. We will automatically
navigate
our route. We won't have to sit down and discuss, but this is wrong, this is right, stop doing this, stop doing that. But our destination will navigate us to say, both of us, I lay wrong, lay right. This cannot be done. This can be done. Because we both know where we're heading. Yeah. You understand?
Marriage is one of the things that God uses to refine and perfect people. Trust me. I'm sure you know by now. Marriage is one of those things that God, it's a tool where you learn basics. But God will give you this person so that you can become a better man. You can be more patient with her. You can be more loving, more understanding than you were before. I can tell you, more I can tell you now, how I was 12 years ago versus today. I'm not a bad one, but I think I'm a person. It's a process. But it's a process. I'm not saying 100%.
Yeah.
But it's been a process of refining, of forgiveness, of loving each other unconditionally, even when we have committed wrong. Can we forgive one another?
Sure.
Can we still see the vision we want to drive together? Can we still pursue the same agenda together without fights?
Mm.
Yes, we're fighting, but can we not fight?
Sure.
Fully, so you touched on it earlier. Let's get to it.
Sure.
Premarital counseling. Why? Why is it important? And why is it important to iron out issues there before we come to Fundi and say, as a link? Yes.
So that if you can run away as soon as possible. You must be sober before you get to the
exit strategy.
Yeah. You must be very sober. If you want to get married, you must be sober about the decision you want to take. You cannot go on fluctuations where it's that phase you saw someone that you are attracted to and you think you're in love. Premarital counseling makes you sober because we will ask you real questions. Whether you understand what you are getting yourself into. Not that you've got money to follow on. Not because this person only figure entered that you think you love. Sure. After 2-3 kids, this figure only there.
Anyway.
So we must ask you the reality. Premarital counseling is to move people from what they consider as love to what is real love. Would you love this person really in his or her sick bed? You've got things that you love now. So, premarital counseling is to make
to give you the reality.
So without the bells and whistles, without mukazi kazi, without the nice car.
No, we don't talk about honeymoon and all the beautiful things you are achieving.
Not
that. Increment culture will tell you the reality that you will find with this person. But how would you find with this person? Do you agree on the matters of religion with this person? Do you understand this person is with black text, if you want to call it black text? Hmm. Do you understand this person is with parents on both sides? Can you live with this person when they have nothing? You've ticked all the boxes now, but 10 years down the line, when these things are gone, would you still love this man or this woman? Those are the things that we discuss and promote come to answer. It's not the excitement of getting into it.
Sure.
But we will try to arise or to arise in you, but wake up, this thing we are getting into is real. And it must be in accordance with what God has purpose for your life and his life. If not, wake up now and really decide, but no, I think but just about the figure for me and all those things. And now this time I want 6 kids, and when you say you want zero, you want 0 or 2. We must discuss that. For me, it's not a shame to say that. No, shut your head and say, well done, you are sober now. Because you don't want to take this child or to take this husband and take him to suffer. Because if you cannot agree with these things now, chances are 2 years down the line you won't agree.
Mfundisi, talk to us about that. About making sure that Christ is the center of this thing that you want to do as a couple. Because he is the author and the creator of our faith. Marriage comes from God. So why must he be the thing? Why must he be the glue that keeps you guys together?
When the Bible speaks about God, it doesn't say Jesus is love, but it says Jesus is love. So whatever love that I have for my wife, it's because I've hotspotted myself from Utando himself, which is Jesus Christ. Yes. So now I'm able to love this woman. Because when it's cutting, there's gotta be situations whereby you have to let her go, you have to divorce, or she has to let you go at But there's people who got into but yeah, I want a big family. Maratuya figure kulumshadu married to this woman. Kutsolabuti, this woman cannot carry a child. And we told this guy is so disappointed, but the love that he will have for this woman will say, no abantwana bakhona, no abantwana abekho, I love you. And I'm not going to go outside niyokwenza abantwana with other women. I will stay with you, no matter what.
Now, as we wrap it up, gentlemen, is it fair to ask or to expect your partner to change their belief system for you?
Is it fair to ask or to expect?
John Fundis is like, it's good.
The expectations must be communicated.
Okay.
And therefore the asking is the right voice for me. Again, back to the first issue that we addressed. Where does spirituality lies and who do we believe in is key at the beginning, so that we don't 5 years down the line are having these discussions. But it could very well happen that at the time maybe we're both not born again, but then now year number 5 we found Jesus, and now it's one of us, not both of us. Is it fair to ask? Yes, it's fair to ask. But remember, The life of a believer testifies only about the way that you conduct and you live your life. You may ask and the answer may be no. But if the conduct preaches something that is worthy, the other person may not be now at the time of asking, but your conduct may lead to this person in finding favor in the sight of the Lord, because it is not us who convert people, by the way. But our conduct would influence them. But it is God who calls. And therefore, to share the gospel is asking for it. To leave the gospel is persuasion. So the person can say that it is no longer the man I married. I love this new version of this man. He was not born again when we met, but now that he's born again, the things that I've been fighting about in the last 6 years have since disappeared.
and I know the source.
Okay.
Your ask becomes easier now because your conduct has already testified.
Okay.
But to think that I just found Jesus today and I've not even changed my ways, I come to you and say, yeah, please change.
Zikhona izinto esingazicela kubantu bethu, do it for me. But khona izinto engafanelanga sizicele. No matter how much we love them, no matter how much they love us, kunezinto engafanelanga sizicele ukuthi mabazenze, bazenzele thina.
Wow. Well, there you have it, folks. That's all we have time for today. Wow. Ne? So I think from today's lesson, we can agree, from today's episode rather, we can agree that the lesson is that we should not have we should not be differently yoked, and we should love each other just like Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
So I'd just like to thank our guests, Pastor Sivu, Pastor Bonga, for joining us, and thank you to you for watching. From me, your resident Mago DC Ateu, until next time, bye bye, Stanwa.